Elite Pro Services, this is Naeem.
Hey, Naeem, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
I'm all right. Let me, hold on, Russell.
Yeah, take your time, brother. Okay, so Google Guaranteed, have you heard of this platform before? Do you already know how it works? Okay. So what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, here's why. These leads are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, Naeem, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, go over pricing over the phone, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, so far.
Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements, though, to qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we backed this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if the client books your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay. Now, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. Your main service is air duct cleaning, right?
Yes.
Okay. So air duct cleaning doesn't have its own category on its own. It's under the HVAC vertical. Vertical just means category. Okay, now I see you do some AC work too, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, now one of the requirements to qualify for that category is you're going to need a GA State Conditioned Air Contractor License. Do you guys currently have that?
No, I do not.
Okay, okay. The other requirement would be insurance and a background check, but regardless, to be able to get approved for your services, you would need that GA State Conditioned Air Contractor License.
Conditioned Air Contractor.
Yeah, it's GA State Conditioned Air Contractor License is how it's...
Let me do that. Why you say that? Hold on. Let me take that down.
Yeah.
Hold on. GA State Contractor
I could text it to you too. That's easier.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, let's do that. And then what I could do, we don't like to like start the application process on this until you have all the requirements, you know? But what I could do, so I'm gonna send you a text with what the license is called. And then I'm going to send, it'll have a link on there too, where you're able to kind of verify if you have it or not from your state, licensing or whatever. But in the meantime, what I can do, I'll go over the lead fees with you just to make sure those even make sense for you. And I'll send you everything in writing. That way you have it already. Okay. So give me 1 second. Let me pull that up. Okay. So for the HVAC vertical, the cost per qualified lead, it's at $48 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's going to be at $624. That's for 13 leads.
Every how long?
So that's for a month, okay? So the way your lead budget works is it does roll over. So just to give you an example, let's say you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you'll be charged $624 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say you take on one qualified lead, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Booked out, on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $624. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $48. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your license, your insurance, and Google does require a background check as well. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these up here. If you had everything like today, like the license, et cetera, and you get that to us day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, after you're approved too, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the green light on that, right, that's when your lead budget's charged and your leads are active right at that point. Okay? And I'm going to shoot you all this in writing, too, so you have it. Now, we do charge a one-time application/management fee. You won't be able to get this going until you have the required license, right? But that one-time application fee, that is for $250. Okay, so let me do this first. I'm going to get you everything in writing. I have Richardson_Naeem@yahoo.com. Is that the best email?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just give me one sec here.
So 13 leads a month?
13 leads a month is the minimum budget requirement, but it's kind of weird. Like, you don't have to actually take on 13 if you don't want to. Like, I have some part-time guys that they'll turn it off after, like, 5-6 leads, you know? But 13 is the minimum budget requirement. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I sent you an email titled Google Guaranteed. What I'm also doing is I'm replying to that email with your vertical, which just means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you just have them in writing, okay? Now, just a heads up on the subcategories, you don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn on of leads that you want. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So now that it's going to be under HVAC, I don't want HVAC. I want more air duct leads. How does that work?
So Google Guaranteed, it's like a newer platform. They haven't opened up like every single subcategory yet as its own category. So if you do like installing ducts, repair ducts, clean ducts, right, and vents, mm-hmm. you're going to see all those subcategories under the HVAC vertical. So you would just turn those type of leads on. But unfortunately, mm-hmm. you would be under the HVAC vertical, which requires that HVAC license, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
So it has to be an HVAC license.
Correct. Now, that may change in the future. Like, to give you an example, the newest one they opened up was painters. So painters used to have to go under the handyman vertical, right, and turn painting leads on. But now painters have their own category, you know. So they do create new categories, but there's no telling them when that would be done, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. But I'm sure this is a common one that they get asked about, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're interested, but, you know, I don't have that license yet.
Yeah, I sent you via text, like, the license name and also a link to the actual website for your state to verify if you have it and I'm sure there's info on how to get it in there if needed. What I'll do too is I'm going to text you my direct line and extension. So let's say you get that license, we can rock and roll on the application, you know, or if they open up, air duct cleaning as its own separate category in the future, then I would contact
would
you
awesome.
As well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
So let me get you this text. Do you have any questions for me right now on this?
Other than the HVAC and the license, I mean,
yeah.
I don't have that license. I will have to find someone with that license, or I have to have my license.
Well, so here's the thing. For you to get approved for Google Guaranteed, the business name has to match what's on the license. So if you find somebody, like, without licensing, right, they would either have to add you as a DBA holder or a DBA on their business, or you would have to use their company name would be the only, like, workaround. Does that make sense? Like, it has to match what's on the license and the insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry Ruben didn't let you know. He doesn't know all the requirements for Google Guaranteed. That's why I got you over to me to be able to go over it, you know?
Yeah, man. I need a license.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I could get you into this. If I could, I promise you I would. we have 100% retention rate on these accounts since we started it, but unfortunately, you know, they don't have every single category as its own category at this time. And I know in your shoes, like, you know, it is what it is, but if you get the license, call me, or I'll keep you in mind too. Like, I'll put you in my notes. If they open new categories, I'm the first one to get notified here. So
yeah,
I'll definitely put you on the list.
Pushing to open that up.
Yeah.
Because I need that to be open.
No, I know we've requested it.
What
we've
about dryer vent cleaning?
Same thing. Dryer vent cleaning, it's in that same one, in that same category.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dryer vent actually might be an appliance. Hold on. Give me one quick second.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
No, I don't see it in that one. Give me a second, though. Let me try to do... Let me do a search on Google directly. Dryer vent cleaning in... Yeah, same thing. HVAC. I thought it was, but, you know, I was hoping for you.
Just let me know, man.
Yeah, yeah, I'll keep you in mind for sure, okay? I promise you, if they open it up, I will call you, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, brother. Hey, great talking to you, okay?
All right.
Good rest of your day.